नमस्कार, मैं हूं नताशा कॉल SBS हिंदी टीम से। आज के जीवन में जब हम सभी टेक्नोलॉजी से इतने जुड़े हुए हैं कि अगर हमारा इंटरनेट एक सेकंड के लिए भी बंद हो जाए तो हम सोचते हैं हमारी दुनिया रुक गई। जहां टेक्नोलॉजी ने इतनी सहूलियतें दी हैं, वहीं हम सबको एक खतरे से भी जुड़ा है जिसको कहते हैं साइबर हमला या साइबर अटैक। आज हमारे साथ जुड़ रहे हैं प्रोफेसर नवीन चिलमकुर्ति जी, जो लाट्रोप यूनिवर्सिटी साइबर सिक्योरिटी रिसर्च हब के डायरेक्टर हैं, और हमसे बातचीत कर रहे हैं वो साइबर सिक्योरिटी और साइबर अटैक्स के बारे में। SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम में आपका स्वागत है नवीन जी।
थैंक यू।
तो आप हमें क्या बता सकते हैं साइबर अटैक्स और साइबर सिक्योरिटी के बारे में?
सो दिस साइबर सिक्योरिटी इज ऑल अबाउट इंफॉर्मेशन। पीपल ट्राइंग टू हैक योर कंप्यूटर और मोबाइल and steal your information. So basically this is it, but there is a lot of other angles on top of it, especially in social media also. People try to steal your information, try to imitate or try to become friends with your friends. So there is a lot of angles, but important one is they try to steal your information.
Ji, to koi real life scenarios bata sakte hain aap hame?
Sure. See, for example, you'll get, especially these days, because a lot of people are actually in home and they're actually, a lot of online shopping is going on. So most of attacks these days are reported by the Australian government is about mobiles now. Basically, you'll get a message, SMS, saying that your parcel is arriving today. To get this parcel, please click on the link. Very important. That link is the virus. Basically, click the link. It'll go on the open a program and it'll corrupt all your mobile and it'll send the data to the hacker.
जी, ये तो हो गया छोटे स्तर पे, बट सरकारी स्तर पे ये अटैक बहुत बड़ा हो सकता है, तो उसका कोई आप रियल लाइफ सिनेरियो बता सकते हैं?
So there are a lot of I'll tell you one very important and very critical one is in UK. In UK, the system, the hospitals are actually connected by a network. And because of the old system, one hacker was able to hack the system and lock it. That's called ransomware. So what he did is lock the computers. He can't access any files. To unlock it, he requires you to pay a couple of millions. Depends on the hacker. So it's very, very sort of a big scenario. The whole hospital system in UK has been down for 2 days or 3 days until they pay the ransom to that particular one. It can be anything. You see USA also, a pipeline, the storage, has been hacked and they don't have supply. So this whole supply has been stopped for a couple of days. So they had to pay this ransomware to get that system unlocked. So it can be very serious.
Ji, Australia mein abhi tak ka sabse bada cyber attack kaun sa tha?
See, look, one of the biggest one we can, we know, everyone knows is the census in a couple of years ago, because we publicized, everyone knows this is the day you had to, not this year, definitely not this year, they are very well prepared. A couple of years ago, I believe 3 years ago, they actually publicized saying this particular day is the, you had to submit the census online and the whole site crashed. Because of the it's called distributed attack. So what they did is they send a lot of information onto the website. It can't take any more. It's full, so it actually crashed. So it is one of the biggest one in Australia.
जी, आपका प्रोजेक्ट एक साइबर सिक्योरिटी के ऊपर है और ये आप भारतीय एक्सपर्ट्स के साथ मिलकर कर रहे हैं, तो कुछ हमें उसके बारे में बताइए।
Sure. See, what we are trying to do is it's a very important one. We actually want to understand the companies. We selected two companies, there is two domains, I would say. One is the financial companies in India, in Australia, supply chain companies, which are manufacturing companies, for example, both in India and Australia. What we're trying to understand is these companies sign up for standards. For example, UNGC, human rights, ethics, modern slavery, they're all the guiding lines for these people. And we want to understand how these people actually implementing these guidelines, what are the gaps, what technologies they are using to uphold this ethics, especially privacy, for example. What are the things, what are the technologies they are using to support this ethics framework? So we will have 2 people in India, 3 people in Australia working on this one. We interview, we assess, we analyze data from social media, LinkedIn, everything based on some companies, understand where is the situation now, what is the ethical framework, both in Australia and India.
जी, तो इससे भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बीच किस तरह का कोई बेनिफिट मिलेगा?
So by understanding this, we have to fill the gaps. We call fill the gaps in the sense, what are the shortcomings of this, sort of frameworks? What are the things, especially implementation? Standards are standards, but in implementation, what are the difficulties facing by these companies? Companies may have some sort of regulatory, hurdles, both in India and also in Australia. We are trying to understand both and try to improve the this sort of ethical framework, so that we can see the standards will give us a better life, a better cyber framework. So that's why signing signing this contract or the human rights or modern slavery will give us a common ground, so that we can work together.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया और भारत के बीच साइबर सिक्योरिटी को लेकर काफी डिस्कशंस हुए हैं, कुछ एग्रीमेंट्स भी हुए हैं, तो इसके विषय में आप हमें क्या बता सकते हैं?
सो बेसिकली व्हाट दे वांट टू डू इज ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंडिया इज ऑन द सेम ऑलमोस्ट सेम डोमेन इन द सेंस वी आर ऑल इन द साइबर सिक्योरिटी वाइज वी हैव स्पेशली रिसोर्सेज वी हैव सिमिलर रिसोर्सेज एग्रीकल्चर फॉर एग्जांपल एंड मैन पावर वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग इन इंडिया एंड इन ऑस्ट्रेलिया. So what they're trying to do is use these technologies both in Australia and in India to upheld this sort of cybersecurity, especially to make it a one step ahead of the the hackers. So we want to make sure that we are actually protected, both countries, using some research on this.
जी, तो अभी तक कोई global laws इस पे बने हैं?
Yes, there are privacy laws worldwide, continental-wide privacy laws are there. Australia also, it has a privacy law. And in the globally, there is a UNGC, and there are, for example, G20 AI, we call, and 20 countries signed for this, this one. And there are modern slavery laws, which are worldwide. There are some laws which are pretty much cyber-related, which are worldwide in there. And we're all to be, because a lot of companies are worldwide companies, they are present in various countries, they sign up to these standards.
क्या छोटी कंपनीज को भी उतना ही खतरा है जितना कि बड़ी कंपनीज को?
Yes, definitely. See, its size doesn't matter. For them, for a hacker, it doesn't matter what size you are, what type of data. But generally, it's like a big fish. Generally, you go for a big fish, but small is also, because here, even though size matters, for them, there is no sort of a difference between a small and large. Of course, a large means they'll be more happy because they get more information at the same time. Small is also okay with them. So there's no difference. Data is data. So for example, go to a small shop, they'll have a computer, they'll internet, your details will be there, everything is there. So for them, your data is important, regardless small or large.
जी, और भविष्य कितना सेफ है? आपको कितना सेफ लगता है भविष्य?
Look, I think it's about learning. We have to be aware of what things going on. It's not just using internet. There are so many things can happen. People can be sort of mostly tricked into doing something, taking something. So I think slowly, you have to be aware. So that's why we start the education at the very, very young level. For example, 5-6 years old, actually using an iPad. So we start from there because they need to understand what they're actually doing can cause a lot of issues in there. Because they click anything, everything.
जी.
So that can cause a lot of issues in there.
जी, जी. नवीन जी, आपका SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम से बात करने का आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
Thank you very much.